tough guy this morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone wrong. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
Song of the day, Nothing But the Taillights, Clint Black, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texas Ray, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
From 1997, Nothing But the Taillights, Clint Black, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
It's almost like you played it as if Bombeck was here. That would have been a song you'd have played for Bombeck. 90s country, Clint Black, solid.
I saw some head bobbing over there.
I did. I bobbed. And
both of you.
At first it was like, is it turn it up, tolerate, turn off. At first I'm like, it's like high-end tolerate. Then it went to turn it up.
Yeah.
The longer I want, I go, nope.
It's a good chorus.
Definitely turn. The chorus is really good.
she
hit me with the
judges.
Left and right.
I'm sorry. I am.
And so
I'm tampering over here.
I'm tampering. And so, yeah, it was just.
There you go, said, Pete Golding.
Came out of nowhere to just all of a sudden, I just enjoyed the heck out of it. Took me back to better times.
Did it?
97.
Yeah, better times, 97. Yeah, better times.
Clint
Black.
Better times.
It was better times. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, Jake, that was really good. Didn't see it coming. Upbeat. I don't think it took him months to write that song. I don't think it was one of the things where it's like, we just can't.
God, no.
No, that was done in a day.
If that took him months. He's not particularly talented.
Yeah, that was a day. Just all of a sudden, he's just probably just stopping to get coffee somewhere, and then he wrote it, and then he made it. So, I'm kind of happy with it, Jake. I think it's really good. I'm going to say it's a 794.
Jeez.
794.
Careful. I saw you head bobbing.
Yeah,
you give us a low
don't
score.
Say,
don't
head bob
yeah.
and go down with
no.
a four. So
I saw some
not
head
when
bobbing.
You head bob. Yeah, don't,
like he's,
don't
he's
start
stunned.
With,
he's
don't,
stunned.
Don't start with me.
I'm not trying to tamper over here,
yeah.
But I did see head bobbing.
It's 7-9.
You've been caught.
Will you listen to that song again in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes. But when it hits, I'll be listening. I'll be listening to some XM radio, and they'll come on. I'll go, I kind of like it.
Turn it
I don't. I don't see me listening to it today at 3.
No.
No.
No. Or no. No. Now, good job. I mean, you tried on this. It was. You took a shot. You took a shot. It's like Bill at Wishbone, pointing at a girl.
Pointing.
And saying, "Come on to the dance," where she said no.
Oh, she said no. Oh, no.
Bill kept walking to the bar.
Yes.
Confidently.
Just keep walking on this one. No, I'm not giving this a high score. That song's very forgettable. I mean, it's very forgettable.
Why were you head bobbing then?
Yeah. Explain that.
I saw
you head bobbing.
I can watch
the words.
I can watch the replay.
We play the
head bob.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. Don't.
I mean, this isn't.
You're being a phony right now.
No, I'm not. It's not in the top 1,000 country songs of all time. It's not.
I think it is.
Would it be in the top 2,000? Probably not. It's extremely forgettable. Like. It is just a song that comes on and that's it. You know, I'll never hear it again and I'll never listen to it again. 4.0. 0.
It's the lowest head bobbing score I've ever seen.
He's upset because we challenged him on the CSC a couple questions, and he got very upset about that. And because I have an attorney friend that's reached out to me. So
Michael,
all they have to do is just simply just change one paragraph, and they'll have their Venmo will be full tomorrow. Just got to change one paragraph.
They gotta restructure the contract.
Yeah. I guess Connor score. Please.
Connor's gonna like it. He's gonna be at 801.
787 chorus is invigorating,
yes.
Says Connor.
It is, yes.
Invigorating, but not to sip.
Thank you, Jake.
Invigorating. Yes. Wow,
so
Connor
in 2 days have had two very different, you know, the way you were high on, Bill was low on today, Clint Black, he was high on, you were low on Clint Black.
And like I said, I had it at tolerate, and then all of a sudden, as it went on, it bumped up into turn it up, all of a sudden it's like, kind of like it.
It's just immensely forgettable.
Well, let's see what the ratings have to say if it was forgettable or not. Text line first.
Yeah, try that one.
This is not going to agree with you, Sip. These are pretty high scores. 8-2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading them all. Fritz and Lincoln, 8-2. Vern and Dakin, 6-8. Les and Lincoln, 7-1. Jake and Hickman, 5-9. Ryan in California, 9-2. This will help you out. Brett and Bertrand, 3. It's the lowest one.
Need help.
There, yeah.
Rod and Lincoln.
Go to lunch with Brett today and talk about it. About how
Bertrand.
That song was stupid.
You can see Joey and Bertrand also.
Drive to Bertrand, see Joey, and then just say, hey, this is...
I don't need help.
Yeah.
Go to the Blue Moose.
I don't need lunch.
Go to the Blue Moose with Joey and talk about how you don't like Clint Black.
I like Clint Black.
The number one thing we're going to talk about at the Blue Moose.
We're talking about
Everybody
Clint
walks
Black.
In. I'm with you.
B-Raw, 6-8. Officer McLeod in Columbus, 9-5.
Yeah. Oh, give me a break.
He says, that's some good old country
Good old country.
So he chimes in.
Yeah.
Houston, 5. Houston 8, excuse me. Mike and Dalton, 8-9. Who in Clemens?
3!
5! That's like a 10.
That's not like a 10.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not like a 10.
Yes, it is.
No, it's like a 7.
Steve, you're getting... Yeah.
What?
And here's the first part. Steve's like, head bobbing.
Head bobbing. You head bobbed.
If I ever head bobbed
this out.
A 2... No, not
it
one
was
time.
Catchy.
Oh.
Hey, catchy is a 4 now.
Now it's catchy, but now it's a 4 now. Nothing's adding up.
Nebraska Sledder, 1-5.
Sledder.
There's going to be a great chance, we hear from Trixie going, he actually has the cassette. Listens to it all the time. He's just mad about the got to reword it.
Lyle in Omaha, 3. Rick and Susie in Center with Huskerland Bulldogs,
7.1.
7-1. Rick and Wahoo, 7. Gavin and Pender, 7-5. Let's see. Tortuga, 4.4. Whoa, 4.4.
The turtle is a thinker.
Yes.
Sanderson says, it says taillights a lot. 7. It's in the name of the song.
It's a song, yeah.
It's allowed at that point.
Sandy.
Jeremy, boring, 3. Bill and Bennett, 1.
Meet those guys out in Bertrand.
James.
You guys all get together. People who hate Clint Black.
Clint Bird.
Yeah.
We'll meet at Early Bird.
Yeah. Clint Bird.
Are you telling me if Clint Black was at Early Bird, you wouldn't go see him?
Blackbird? Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah. He said, hey, come over. I'd like to talk to you guys.
You gave Killin' Time a high score.
I love Killin' Time.
Rick Hayman's song.
Yeah. I love Killin' Time. That's a real song. This one was a throwaway song on the album. Just put that one on there.
I don't know if it was.
Oh, God.
You two, before we move on. Troy, 7-9. Nels in Montana, 8-4. Casey Nels. Says, oh, yeah, 8-6.
What'd he say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could have just played some random Supertramp
song. Oh, yeah.
Some random Supertramp
song. From Breakfast in America.
That wasn't a hit. Oh, it's pretty good.
BWD 77 Genghis.
That was
Court.
Your Sean invitation too. You did that. You did it as a Sean.
Genghis 8-9. Rashawn from Wilkes-Barre. Yeah.
What's he say?
A 7.
Yeah.
And his wife gives it an 8. Oh,
yeah,
by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
I got to get his number.
We can get it for you here. Yeah. Nashville Husker 7-9 and Buck says Clint is cool 8.9.
Yeah.
Song of the day.
Clint
nothing
is cool.
But the taillights. Clint Black 1997.
Play some 70s rock, please.
I have played a lot of that, and I will play more of that, but just not today. It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
I'll tell you one thing. Randy's things are rolling pretty good. We were on a group text yesterday about a fishing trip that I'll be attending with Randy.
Where?
It'll be in Lake Vermilion, which is basically the Canada-Minnesota border.
When's this happening?
Pretty soon.
You got time off?
I was informed of the dates yesterday.
I put my application in, yes, for time off, yes. So that's I go every year, as you guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
a little earlier than last year.
But Randy, we talked about, so when you can check in. So you can check in, it's Saturday at 4 o'clock. Randy will be there at like 11 a.m. and be all checked in before anyone gets there. He has to be first. Randy has to be first. And that's not a bad thing. Well, that's what he is in his job, too.
Right. That's fine.
He has to be first.
He's number one.
You don't want people, you don't hire people that's going like that. Man, I don't care how we finish. Not a big deal. No, it has to be first. But Randy will be there. And when we get there, he'll start telling us, just park right back over here, put that over here. We've already in it, but the best rooms, Randy will take them. He'll have them all. He gets there early. He secures the spot. Yes.
That's what's going on. That's all right. Yeah. He's aggressive.
He's aggressive. He's very aggressive. That's
why he's the perma smile.
That's why he's the perma smile. Yes, 100%. So, had a situation.
This is Bugaboo Tuesday, right?
Things that bother me.
Things that bother Bill.
Things that bother me.
This is my favorite one.
It is things that really bother me. The character is how you act when nobody is around. It can still be found. The character is how you act when nobody's around.
It's deep.
It can still be found.
It
bothers me sometimes on the attacks we have on today's world. And it bothers me, too, also, that if you do something outstanding for someone else. Mm-hmm.
A deed.
You do not have to post it on social media that you did something outstanding for someone else.
Oh,
how
yes.
about if you just do it? You don't have to. Hashtag so blessed. I helped out someone yesterday that was in need of a meal.
I've had this conversation with a friend and we got into it.
No,
you do not need to post this.
Because all you're doing is to draw attention to yourself.
Yep.
This is I'm bugging. When someone writes anything like that, I immediately go. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. When you do something, so we had something happen.
Preach.
So Laura is it at home or something down there by 27th and Old Cheney, whatever that is.
Pine Lake. Yeah.
Pine Lake, along 9 miles from our house. She loses her wallet in the parking lot. Okay.
Oh, what? Vicky's, Where was she at?
At home, 27th and Pine Lake.
You're basically by the McDonald's there.
It's a box store.
What's that?
You can buy a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of things. It's a great store.
Yeah, nice store.
So anyway, Vicky Sue Nelson from Milford finds it in the parking lot. She then proceeds to drive 9 miles to our old house because that was the address on Laura's driver's license on the inside. Drives there. Rings the bell, gets a hold of the old owners, leaves it. Yeah, I knew who that is. Then we get a hold of Austin and Alexandria, who bought our old house. They reach out to Laura. They say we'll put the wallet behind the squirrel on our front deck, and then I stop by an hour later, whatever it was, coming back from Walgreens, and pick it up.
Problem solved.
How do you act? True character is how you act when no one's around. So when you pick that up, no one has any idea you've picked up a wallet. Guess what it had in it? It had cash, cards, all that stuff. Sometimes people go, I'm not going to mess with the cards, but I'll take the cash. I'll do that. Nope. Vicki Sue Nelson didn't do that from Milford. She just got in her
car and
drove 9 miles across town. She's from Milford and drove all the way to the east side of town to try to find where we lived at. Mm-hmm. Then found the person and she secured it, then made sure it was going to get to the right person.
It's huge.
And I'm just going to bet probably there's not a hashtag so incredible day, found someone's wallet and returned it. Oh, hashtag love. You know, you don't have to do that.
Hashtag love.
Hashtag love. I'm not sure what that means, but
blessed.
So hashtag so blessed. Love. Oh, man.
That is beautiful. So, what a woman to do that.
Yeah.
Now, we got worlds colliding over here.
Worlds colliding. What do you got?
Well, Jesse from Milford has chimed in.
Okay. Yes.
He says, I know Vicki and her husband, Aaron. They are truly amazing people.
See? Could you reach out to him today for us? Could you
shoot
her a text?
Just collided.
This is the person you want to find your wallet if it's lost.
So all of a sudden, what do we get? We get the luckiest thing ever. We just happen to get Vicki, who's in town doing a little shopping, and she finds someone's wallet instead of being just like, you know what she could have done? Walk back into the store. Hey, someone dropped their wallet. And you've done you've kind of done your part,
you've
right?
That's probably what I would have done.
I didn't steal anything. And so instead of being like, what do? Okay, hang on. Look at her license. Google the address. Drove there. And she didn't drive there hoping that if I return this, maybe that I'll get a big cash reward.
This is great.
God, it was just better people.
This is great.
This is a thing. And that is your true character. How do you act when no one's watching? How do you act when no one's around? Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah,
we got a response over here.
What do you
got? Besides Jesse, someone says, oh my, Bill, this is a great example. Thank you.
It's a great example, too. You don't have to post when you do something nice.
It's a double do. Double bugadoo.
Right.
Husker Mike says, one of your best, Bill. 100 on
that. This is really good.
Someone says, it's called integrity and doing the right thing when no one's watching.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need a pat on the back.
Yeah, you don't need everything. You don't need to do, like you said, or I doubt that right now, if you went to Bridge Club last night and said, not only what happened today, found this wallet, drove around for about 2 hours, finally got it located. She just took care of it and went on her way. Anything else?
This one's a little bit, I'm going to read it, but it's a little tough. Casey said, 100, Bill. The people that post for validation are the worst. If you need to be told how great of a person you are in fact not a great person. I don't know. Be a good person. Maybe you don't have to post it, though, as often.
See, that might be going a little far.
A little attacky.
I get it.
I don't think that's what Bill's saying here. Just don't do it every time, all the time.
He's not completely off.
Jesse,
parts to it.
By the way, Jesse does say, I sent Vicki a message thanking her for you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's incredible.
That is.
Vicki Sue Nelson
of Milford.
From Milford, just out of the blue, saved the day. You know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to pick it up, and I'm thinking, okay, if this is lost, cash, whatever, gone, that happens. But all of a sudden, you got to cancel all your credit cards.
It's a pain.
I got to cancel my stuff also.
License.
You got to get a new license. I mean,
terrible.
You're talking, this is like a 3 to 4 day consumes
if not
you.
More than that. Because
you can't do the old,
well, you can be lighting that, Bill. I think it's more than that.
Do you think so?
This is like a week plus.
Yeah, and you
consumes
also.
Consumes you?
Yes.
Jake, if it happened to me, I couldn't just stay on the show right now.
No,
I'd be like, guys, I got to go because if I don't get this stuff canceled, this is a major thing. And there's no sitting and waiting like, can't do it at 9, but I'll get to it tonight.
Yeah.
There's no waiting on anything.
Like if it's your bank cards, what do you do that day then?
Yeah, then you have no cash.
What do you do that day? You have to go to the bank and get cash.
You hope for one thing. You hope you run into Vicki Sue Nelson.
Find Vicki.
We need Vicki Sue Nelsons out there, people. That's what we need.
One more from Nels before we wrap this
up. And Austin Alexandria, too.
Nels says, my daughter is home from college this summer and told them almost a similar story. She just nonchalantly was telling us about how she drove almost an hour to this lady's house to return her small purse that she had found. I was super proud of her. Because she didn't make a big deal or post anything or looking for praise. She was just telling a nonchalant story about
the
situation.
I hope.
Nels in Montana.
I hope Vicki Sue Nelson tells it in a nonchalant way. Like, yeah, I did that. Or tells her husband or whatever.
I drove 9 miles.
But it doesn't have to be hashtag so blessed.
She didn't say mention this on the radio.
Mention
this on your radio show.
Maybe a radio show. Might mention it. No.
Vicky.
So I had a whole different Bill Shrills today, a whole different bugaboo. Then this one hit me last night when I got this story about
that
people. Today's world. There's still some winners out there, Steve.
I know there are. That's
yes.
We jibe 100% on this.
Build the headline one last time, please.
I'd be glad to if it's okay with you.
I would like that.
True character is how you act when no one's around. It can still be found.
That is a wonderful Bill Thrills.
That's one of the best ones.
Hour two. Is Nebraska better off without Dylan Raiola? We got some Big Ten overreactions out there.
What was that?
We'll read some of these reactions next in early break on the ticket.